The position I'm in determine the decisions I make. Sometimes I did something because I'm depressed. And the depression may not be my fault. I believe there's a genetic element to depression. But in the process of me complying with the habits that brought me to that place, I may prolong my stay in depression by my decisions. And when we talk about the devil attacked me, the devil attacked me, the devil attacked me, well, the Lord gave me a word on that a few weeks ago. He said, it is not the attack that matters the most. It is what you do after the attack. Because watch this, New Testament verse. I hope I get back to Genesis 50, but I'm anointed for this right now. The Bible says the devil is like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. It does not say he can devour whoever he wants, but he can attack whoever he wants. And the difference between him attacking you and devouring you will be the decisions that you make in the attack. So when you feel anxious, what do you do with that anxiety? When you feel sad, who do you speak to about your sadness? When you feel overlooked, do you retaliate or do you bring it to God and allow him to help you process it? We could describe Joseph's life in terms of a chain of events. Write that phrase down, a chain of events. In reviewing all of those scriptures this week, I felt myself wishing that we had 3 days to do this, because everything in Joseph's life, oh, is so rich with detail. And just to boil it down to what the enemy means for evil, God means for good. And Rick Beato, my YouTube guy, friend, my friend Rick Beato, he would break it down and show you the isolated tracks. He'd be like, this is what makes the song great. And I want to show you how the events in Joseph's life that God did not prevent, that were painful, positioned him for the purpose of Joseph's life that he could have never imagined. So let me do a typical sermon about Joseph in 2 minutes. You got to walk through everything that happened to him, right? He had a dream. He told his brothers. That's an event. His brothers got mad about it and didn't like his Gucci coat that his father Jacob gave him. Now, understand, when they threw him into a pit, they saw him as a snitch because he came out to check on them and see if they were doing their job. So you can understand then that from their vantage point, the position that they were in influenced the decisions that they made. And it's easy in this passage to feel like you're Joseph, but have you ever been his brothers too? Have you ever been jealous? Because you do things when you're in a position comparing yourself to others. That's why the Bible says when you compare yourself to somebody else, you're not wise. That's what it said. It doesn't say it's evil. It says it's not wise, because you are going to do dumb stuff trying to be like somebody who does not have your same bone structure, background, or the same blessing on their life. Reuben saved his life because he said, well, let's don't kill him. Let's sell him. You'd probably get 20 shekels for him. And they sold him to the Midianite caravan. These are the events of Joseph's life. So if I'm walking you through it, I'm saying by the time you get to Genesis 50, verse 20, he's 56 years old. You didn't know that, did you? You thought he was standing there saying, what the enemy means for evil, God means for good, while he's going through his testing. But he went through 40 years to get to the point that he understood that the events of his life, all of them, the dream that he had, the coat that he wore, the good things, the pit that they pushed him into. Y'all, he even ended up in prison because he did such a good job serving this man named Potiphar. And Potiphar's wife, Hotifer, I named her, said, hey, big boy, come to bed with me. I like your coat. I like your character. I like the way you clean windows. Because remember, he has a menial job, but he has a great sense of responsibility. So everything he did in Potiphar's house drew attention because God's favor was still on him. God's favor is still on you. 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 Pushing a mop, God's favor is on you. Washing dishes, God's favor is on you. Quarter of a tank of gas and don't know how to fill it, God's favor is on you. Oh, by the way, when you get a promotion that puts you in a tax bracket you never imagined, that's God's favor too. It was your father that put the favor on you to bring you into the position. And when you understand that God raised me up, it makes you two things. It makes you humble in high circumstances and hopeful in low circumstances. When I see that my father favored me, and Joseph knew that early in his life, and he saw this vision that his brothers were one day going to bow down to him, but he didn't see everything that would come before that. And this chain of events, let me say that again, this chain of events, things that happened to Joseph that he largely could not control. Some people say that he shouldn't have told his brothers his dream and they wouldn't have pushed him in the pit. I say if he didn't go in the pit, how could he have gotten to Egypt so there was food waiting for them when they came through the famine? Makes me think that even my mistakes can become miraculous if I give them to God and be humble about them. But a lot more happened to Joseph, and although we won't explore all of it today, I just want you to hear some of the other things that come before this so you can put yourself in this story in a way to try to figure out in this season of my life, what decision is God leading me to make? And the events that led you to this point in your life, however painful they were, I forgot to tell you this part. When he got to prison, he started interpreting dreams for the other prisoners. Now, I wouldn't have done that because I would have been pouting that I don't belong here because Potiphar's wife accused me of raping her and I was actually running from her and she accused me of rape. And I probably wouldn't have been able to get past my own pity party. Pit. He was in a pit. Pity party. Okay, so I'm just checking to see if I still have your attention. There's a lot of background. So it's a lot of things that happen. And eventually, when he interpreted, the cupbearer had this dream. He's like, yo, I saw these three vines coming off of one branch, had grapes on it. I squeezed the grapes. It was in a dream. And then the cups were filled. And Joseph's like, oh, in 3 days, you're going to get your position back. It's going to be great. On Pharaoh's birthday, he's going to put you back into position. And the baker was like, oh, yeah, me too, me too, me too, me too. I had a dream too. There was baskets on my head and bread in the baskets. And the birds came and ate it. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's because your head's going to be cut off in 3 days. That's why it's three baskets. And the birds will eat your flesh. All right, so all of that happens just as Joseph spoken. And cupbearer gets out of prison, completely forgets to mention Pharaoh. Oops. For 2 years, he stays chained in a dungeon. Not because of his decision, but because of an event. But here's what I want to show you. Within every event is a decision. You got it? I'm not even asking you to understand it yet. Just, did you hear it? Within the event, there's always a decision. Illustration of this. Today, we are having a worship service. It's an event. The service is an event. We sang about 4 songs. That was part of the event. Hopefully, somebody offered you a breath mint and a pen when you came in the door, if you came in the door, or you logged online. And here I am now. Standing behind my pulpit with my Bible open, ready to preach to you. Been praying about it all week. This is the event. This is the service. But worship is a decision that you have to make in the event. The service is the event. Worship is the decision. Worship is an offering. Some of y'all didn't sing a note. You watched this like it was some, what's the show? Do they still have American Idol? You were watching this like you're going to vote whether they stay on the stage or not. Like, oh, I don't know that. You are not, what was the guy's name? Simon Cowell. You are not Simon. Why weren't you singing? God is the star of this. God is the audience of this. Why didn't you sing? What? Well, no. Pastor Steve. You know, I didn't sing because I can't sing that good. That doesn't stop you in the shower. That doesn't stop you on the shower. And another thing is, if the person next to you doesn't like your singing, you just told them 10 minutes ago, they're not God. So if they don't like how it sounds, it's good news. Because they're not the audience that you were singing to anyway. So get this. Get this. When we were singing at the campus I'm at, I'm going to see a victory. If that song went by and you didn't sing it, I mean sing it out of tune, sing it loud, sing it bad, sing it good, sing it falsetto, sing it bass, sing it tenor, sing it out there. If you didn't sing it, and if you didn't believe it and put your heart in faith and say, you know, I don't feel that right now, but I believe it in Jesus' name. I'm going to see it with my kids. I'm going to see it on my job. I'm going to see it in my body. I'm going to see it in my mind. There is a breakthrough with my name on it. And I don't know when, but I have faith for it. I'm going to see a victory. If you didn't sing it, how can you expect to see it? Because the song was the event, but your worship was a decision. And I forgive you. Hearing the sermon is an event. Sharing it with somebody who needs it is a decision. What if they're about to give up and you could send them a link? I'm talking to you. Logging on, watching a sermon, this is an event. Wow, you can watch a lot of things on YouTube. But what if God prompts you to send it to somebody else? Hey man, thought about you today. Preacher's up there talking about decisions and stuff, and I'm just thinking how you got to make this decision right now. And so here it is. I love you. I see you Tuesday. You know, whatever. That's a decision. The more we separate the event from the decision, the more room it gives God to move in our situation. I'll go a little deeper. Can I go a little deeper? I don't know why I'm asking your permission. I'm going to do what I want to do anyway, what God leads me to do. Here's one. I thought of a bunch of them, but I won't give them all to you today. Y'all won't like this. Traffic is an event. What time you leave the house. Got him. Like traffic was the Red Sea. Like you didn't know it was there. Like it in there every morning. I'm sorry, the traffic was bad. The traffic's always bad. It's 485. They're going to be building it for the next 485 years. And you knew that when you pushed it to the last minute and hit snooze for the third time. And leaving early is a decision. And the decision to leave a little early might affect your decision to road rage. See, we gotta stop blaming so much stuff in our life. Joseph is a model. We gotta stop blaming the events and start making the decisions that God is calling us to make within the events that can empower us to move forward. Or else, you will always be a slave to what happened. Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.